Welcome back to FFA Today. And as we've all heard, the need for agricultural educators is as great now as it's ever been. And for 13 years, one man has served the Georgia Ag Ed program as manager and state FFA advisor. The Georgia Farm Monitor introduces us to Chip Bridges, who describes his new role and his new goals.
I started my job after serving 13 years on the state staff of Georgia's agriculture education program. I was very fortunate to get to come back to the place where I started my career 29 years ago. When I graduated from the University of Georgia with an Ag Ed degree, my first job was in Lumpkin County, and I taught here for 8 years. And every move I've made since then, I've always thought, man, I would love to retire from Lumpkin County. I need to start out by saying I really enjoyed my time with the state agriculture education staff of Georgia and serving as the state FFA advisor. It was an incredible opportunity and experience for me. I learned a lot. I got to work with some great people. But the thing I missed the most on a day-to-day basis was the connection with students in the classroom and the day-to-day connection with students. Our future agriculturalists will come through these programs, and so it teaches them skills that's going to make them successful whatever they do in the future. If you know, they may not necessarily want to have a job working with animals, but the responsibility that they learn, the knowledge they gain by leadership and dedication to following through with a task, anything we do in here will make them successful. There's actually a shortage of agriculture teachers, and so the need for ag teachers is as important today as it has ever been. The agriculture education programs continue to grow. We have to be sustainable in the future, and so the need for agriculture teachers is very, very critical and very important. And the thing I love about teaching ag is that you don't have to do the same thing every day. It's something different every day. You know, you can be working in the greenhouse, you can be working with animals, you can be working on a leadership activity. The day-to-day work of an ag teacher is a tough job, but it's rewarding because you don't have to do the same thing every day, and you get to fit the students' interest with just about anything in agriculture. I always tell my students, there's something for everybody in agriculture.
Well, there are currently more than 475 ag educators in the state of Georgia.